Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Provender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 75, Ayin Hey. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. Check it out. Chapter 75 begins with the Pasuk Lamnatzeach Altashcheit Mizmor La'asaf Shir. We've confronted many of these words in the past. The word Tashcheit in chapter 56, for example, the others in chapter 50, chapter 65, and as usual I can only say that I can't give you a precise interpretation. But in general, this chapter reviews some of the things we've learned, but the language is always instructive. Pasuk Bet says, Hodinu lecha Elokim, Hodinu v'karov shemecha, Sipru Nifl'otecha. We thank you, God. We have thanked you in the past. And Hodinu Karov Shemecha. Your name is close to us. It's easy for us to speak about Hashem. It's easy for us to utter the name. I mean, of course, in a halachically appropriate manner. Sipru nifl'otecha. Sipru. We tell about the glories of God. Even though we know that God's power is infinite and that there are no limits, nevertheless, our reaction to what God does is always wonderment on our side. How wonderful it is that these nifla'ot, that these things were done for our benefit. Ki ekach mo'ed ani misharim eshmo. It's Hashem speaking. Ekach mo'ed. I will designate a time. I will designate a time, ani meisharim eshpot. I, speaking in the name of Hashem, meisharim eshpot. It was everything will work itself out in the cause of justice. Justice will be served. Ani meisharim eshpot. I will judge everything as it should be judged. The fourth pasuk, Nemogim Eretz, V'chol Yosheveha, Anochi, Tikanti Amudeha, Sela. Nemogim, Negomim means they melt. All the people in the world kind of melt because of the fear of God's presence, who comes to judge the world. I mean, this is a kind of a vision of the end of days. The Nemogim Eretz, V'kol Yosheveha. And all the people who see themselves as well protected and hiding behind some kind of superstructure that they've created for themselves, Nemogim, they melt in fear. Anochi tikanti amodeha sela. Tikanti, it's as though Hashem says, I establish, I kaviyochol, establish the pillars of the world. I made them strong. He says, I didn't. Anochi tikanti amudim. I, Hashem, have created the world in order that it should exist, not to destroy it. Do not be afraid of justice, of mishpat. Amati, Amarti laholalim, I say to those who spend their lives in frivolity, in idle enterprise, al taholu, don't do that. Don't act as though nothing was important and nothing made any sense. L'rasha'im al tarimu keren. I said to the wicked ones, don't do bad, like an ox who uses his horn for goring, for doing it in an indiscriminate manner. Everybody is a candidate to be gored. Amarti laholalim, al taholu. Don't act as though nothing was of any importance. And to the Rishaim I said, Al tarimu keren. And Pasuk Vav, al tarimu laramarom karnechem, tidabru bitzavar atak. Atak is strength and chutzpah of a sort. He says, don't raise that horn to heaven. Don't act as though you are without limits. Tidabru bitzavah atak, and speak in a way that is unacceptable. That is unacceptable in this world. After all, Psukim Zion and Chet speak of positive advice. Ki lo mimotza umimoarav, velo mimidbar harim. Motza is success. Does not come to man from the east, where the sun comes up from, or from the west, where the sun goes down to. Velo mimidbar harim. And it doesn't come from the desert or the mountains, right, the places where nothing is happening. Kikos biyad Hashem v'yayin chamar malei mesech v'yaged mizeh ach shmareha yimtzu yishtu kol rishei aretz. Kikos biyad Hashem. There is a cup, and the cup has poison, and that poison is going to affect the wicked. Yayin chamar male mesech. Yayin chamar, the kos, and yayin, and wine, is, yayin chamar is like bubbly wine. Amalei mesech, the wine is full of poison. Vayager mizeh means he pours it out onto the world. Vayager mizeh. Achshom shmareha yimtzu yishtu. Achshmareha yimtzu yishtu. Even the dregs of the wine, yimtzu yishtu. They'll have to drink that as well. Kol rishei aretz. Kol rishei aretz. All the wicked in the land. So the image is of wine. And wine, of course, brings simcha. But wine brings simcha for no purpose at all. There's no reason for the simcha of the wine. You just drink the wine and you feel good. But that is an unacceptable form of existence. You can't just generate simcha for no reason at all. And so the punishment that is referred to is a punishment that will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the agency of a cup of wine. The cup of wine will produce or generate the punishment for the wicked. And this is the theme of Pasuk Tet. That sometimes you don't even see what it is that is happening. But you know that what is happening is that good becomes bad. Hello? Miriam is working. Can you call her in a half hour? Thank you. Wine, which is certainly a good thing, it produces yayin in samach levav enosh. I mean, it produces a positive reaction. It's the wine that creates the danger for man, because we start thinking that simcha is unrelated to what we do and what we say and what we think, and lives its own life somehow through the wine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, no, the wine is the source of the punishment. The punishment comes through the wine. The end of the chapter, Perek Ayin Hey, Pesukim Yud and Yud Aleph. Pesuk Yud says, Va'ani Agid La'olam. Ani agid le'olam. I will say forever. Azamra leilo kei Yaakov. And I will sing to the God of Yaakov. Making it a very important word. It's a extended form of the verb azamra, not azamer, but azamra. Ani agid la'olam. This is always going to be true. The kol karnei rishaim agadeya tiromamna kranot sadik. Going back to the theme of keren, of the horn, that is used to create havoc in the world, indiscriminate damage and murder sometimes. The Mechaber says, Kol karnei rishaim agadeya, I will cut off all of the horns of the wicked. Kiromamna karnot tzaddik. But the karen of the tzaddik, meaning the ones who have the wherewithal, but have that wherewithal under control, and certainly do not attack or use the keren for unpleasant or negative rationales. They will be raised up, and they will gain importance. So again, we come to this. We review this theme, where the world doesn't always look like a place where justice is being dealt out with any kind of immediacy. It doesn't look like the place where the good receive their reward and the wicked are punished. But the Mizmor assures us that while sometimes it looks to us like justice is slow in being dispensed by heaven, there are reasons. But we know for certain, there's a guarantee that the justice will be dispensed by heaven in a proper manner, that the wicked will be punished, and that the righteous will reign supreme. And a sign of righteousness is a kind of control. The two things that are mentioned especially in this chapter, the wine and the horns of the of the ox that are goring. I mean, wine again can produce a positive result and at other times a very negative one. And so we have to make sure that we use the wine properly to create simcha that is justified. And that wine, that is creating justified forms of simcha, that kind of wine is the wine of the tzaddikim. And the wine of the rishaim is used in an entirely different manner. Similarly, the horn, it's not a horn which is the problem. It's the indiscriminate use of power that is the problem. And so the Mizmor assures us, that this indiscriminate use of power is a sign of Rishaim. And eventually the Tzaddikim, who are able to control their use of power, those Tzaddikim will remain supreme. And we will understand, that Tzaddikim is about righteousness within the world, righteousness with the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bequeathed us with. All of that kind of righteousness is what we are dependent upon.